This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So meat eaters like myself, when we're told you got to lay off the meat, it's healthier for you to be off the meat. White meat is better than dark meat. And they're like, well, no, doesn't dark meat have more vitamins, nutrients? But yeah, more fat, tastier. We need to see some proof. We meat eaters need proof. How much better, really, is going vegan? Show me the money. Show me the proof. Show me the meat. Well, fascinating study looking at twins. And what they did is they took sets of twins. They gave one the vegan diet for 8 weeks. The other still could eat meat and vegetables. So to kind of minimize genetic variation, other sort of issues that could differ among siblings, twins, especially I think identical twins, should kind of minimize some of those other variables. They found lower LDL, bad cholesterol, better blood sugar levels, and greater weight loss than those who included meat. There was a 10 to 15% drop in LDL cholesterol, a 25% drop in insulin, and a 3% drop in body weight, all by eating real food without animal products. That's lead study author Christopher Gardner. He's a research professor of medicine at the Stanford Prevention Research Center in Palo Alto, California. So vegan is a little different from vegetarian. Vegan eliminates animal flesh, dairy, eggs, animal fat, strictly plant-based diet. Fiber, more vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients. And so I've always known that a vegan diet can be pretty healthy. There's been concerns with young kids and them not getting their essential amino acids. And so a vegan has to make sure they still get their essential amino acids if they're not eating animal-based protein. But looks like what we thought to be true is true. It is healthier. They say the diet with more unsaturated relative to saturated fat, more whole grains relative to refined grains, fewer calories, more fiber and vegetables, and less cholesterol resulted in a more favorable cardiovascular disease risk factor profile than the comparison diet. And genetically identical twins, you know, pretty close. Many of them also, you know, I've never raised twins, but a lot of my friends that have raised twins, they'll wear the same clothes. They'll eat the same foods. And it's because they don't want to favor one over the other. Someone's like, well, I want to wear this. I want to wear this. Well, then they can. They could wear separate things. But for those who are like, why did they get that dress? Why did they get that shirt? Fine. You both wear the same thing. We're done. Also, some parents are tired of people always asking, are they twins? Okay, if they look alike and they dress like the twins. Personally, if I had twins, I would let them do their own thing. I think it's really important to have that individuality, but many parents do. Plus, I think I would have a tough time figuring who's who. I could figure out my friends. I could see the difference in my friends' kids. I could see the difference in their twins when you know them. But if I'm tired one day, I could totally see the kids try to mess with me and go, no, Mom, I'm Bobby, not Billy. Really? Yeah, how could you? Sorry. And then I could be like all messed up. So, you know, whenever I hear about these things, I tell myself, well, I'm not going vegan. I'm never giving up meat. Nobody's asking you to. Well, the World Health Organization, or the UN might. The UN might be telling us to give up meat. Yeah, because they want us to help the climate. But when you hear these studies, don't necessarily tune them out. Because as I've said before, we seem to in life and in the media make it all or nothing. You either be a vegan or you don't. And I get it. If you're going to be a vegan, I mean, you have to actually, you know, be a vegan. But if a vegan diet is helpful, and you are so far from ever considering being vegan, what about a couple days a week pretending to be vegan? Or keeping meat out? How about no dairy Tuesday? No meat Monday. But the rest of the week, you can have your dairy and your meat. What about eliminating fats? You know, every little bit counts. People say that all the time. Like when the New Year's resolutions come, and I know I hate New Year's resolutions. I hate January. December is my favorite month of the year. January is my least favorite month. And a common New Year's resolution is quitting smoking. Well, some people think to themselves, oh, hell no, that's never going to happen. So that's not me. Okay, yeah, but what about having the amount of cigarettes you're smoking or packs you're smoking? You could do that. You could decrease the amount of cigarettes. You could have cigarette-free days where on Tuesdays you never get to smoke. That's your cigarette-free day. And then maybe a couple months from now, Tuesdays and Fridays, no cigarettes. You know, some people say, look, I only have to rip the bandage off. That's the only way I work. I have to be on a strict diet at the gym 7 days a week. Well, then that works for you. But the average person that hears these studies and go, well, that's never going to be me. Nobody's asking you then to be vegan. You need to be honest with yourself. It doesn't make any sense you being vegan for 2 days and then quitting. But if you can reduce animal fat and not eat meat with every single meal, all right, that all, you know, it ends up benefiting you somehow. Even if it's a little. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Henry Kissinger leaves us at the age of 100. Some of his quotes have been controversial, and but his legacy and his commitment to America and his commitment to multiple presidents achieving a Nobel Peace Prize and his commitment to trying to sustain peace and work towards peace is going to go down in history. He lived a very fascinating life. If you know his roots, he had to escape Nazi Germany. His family, he was born in 1923 as Heinz Alfred Kissinger. And being Heinz Alfred in that day and age, he eventually, when he came to America, he was known as Henry. And he was born in Germany. Heinz and Alfred is a common German name. When the Nazis seized power, state-sanctioned anti-Semitism made it very difficult for him and many Jewish families to be there. Originally, the Nazi regime said leave, and then they wouldn't let people leave. He was fortunate to have been able to leave. And in 1938, his family immigrated to the United States, settled in New York, and then he changed his name from Heinz to Henry. He became a naturalized citizen during World War II, and he served in the U.S. Army as a German interpreter. After the war, he attended Harvard. He earned a B.A. in 1950 and a Ph.D. by 1954. He then joined the faculty there. He served as a consultant in the 50s and 60s to several government agencies, including the National Security Council's Operation Coordinating Board, Department of State Operations Research Office, Arms Control and Disarmament Agency. And then in 1968, President-elect Richard Nixon chose Kissinger to be his National Security Advisor. This is being reported by history.state.gov. He worked closely with Nixon during his first presidential term, and then Nixon decided to appoint him as his new Secretary of State. He still kept him on as National Security Advisor. So he entered the State Department just 2 weeks before Egypt and Syria launched their surprise attack on Israel. The Yom Kippur War played a major role in his role and tenure of Secretary of State. And he worked to ensure Israel received military supplies, and he played a role in the Vietnam War, trying to negotiate peace also with between Egypt and Israel. And so he stayed on after the Watergate scandal with Gerald Ford, and he continued to advise multiple presidents and be in the political eye. He was even interviewed on this crisis in October, and then he passed away at his home. I believe it was in Connecticut. But some of the things he has said makes you think. So one quote that he was famous for is, "If you don't know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere." Now, we talk about this in health. Right? Let's say you want to lose weight and you don't have a goal. I just want to lose weight. Right? Well, if you don't know where you're going, you're just going to go nowhere. But if you're like, you know what, I'm going to lose 2 pounds by the end of the month. Well, you only have about like 12 hours left in the end of the month, but still. I'm going to lose 2 pounds by next week. You know, if you kind of know where you're going with it, you make a discrete destination on what you want to do. You'll probably be more successful when you travel. You know what? We'll just get there, and then we'll wander around. Let's just get to Europe, and then I'm sure we will find the amphitheater and Parthenon and all the other stuff. No, you got to make a plan. Whether it's your health, whether it's your marriage, I'm going to improve my marriage. How are you going to do that? Oh, it's just going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. So if you don't know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere. One thing he was famous for is, "There can't be a crisis next week. My schedule is already full." He was pretty comical. Apparently, he had his way with, he had a way with the ladies. One phrase and one quote that has stood with us for a long time is when he said, "He who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world." And, you know, we are sadly very vulnerable to entities out there that know exactly what to control. You see how Putin tried to control the grain when it came to Ukraine, and tried to control the power as it was going to Europe. And we know this. China can easily control the money. And these are things that we keep getting warned of. I mean, Henry Kissinger was 100 years old. Not much has changed in terms of how countries try to usurp power. Another famous quote Henry Kissinger said is, no country can act wisely simultaneously in every part of the globe at every moment of time. Which means, to me, world peace is not going to happen. It's never going to happen. There are always countries or leaders who are going to want to take advantage or be cruel to others. You know, when you look at the Hamas massacre that happened in Israel, you look at, you know, Gaza was controlled by Hamas, relatively peaceful time, people were at a peace concert and rocking out to a peace concert, people out of kibbutz, and terrorists decide, you know what, we're going to massacre, rape, steal, burn, kill. It doesn't matter if things are quiet. If things are, people say, well, they were oppressed. They were running their own Gaza Strip. They were, you know, and we're not here to get into the politics of it all. But unfortunately, there are people that don't want peace. I think in Jerusalem, two terrorists got out of a car and gunned down a bunch of women who were standing at a bus stop. You know, until we realize what makes people tick, you're not going to understand and be able to address, you know, what needs to be done. And so, you know, many people fault Trump for his, you know, calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and, you know, things like that. And, you know, Trump is no foreign policy expert, but his strategy is don't screw with me. Now, I'm going to make good on my promises. You mess with me, you mess with America, we're going to mess with you back. Now, to some, that might not be the most appropriate foreign policy. For some, maybe that's exactly what this world needs. But we are in a state right now where, with Iran, maybe they orchestrated the Hamas attack or taken advantage of what happened after the Hamas attack. But they've been launching at America ever since. And the media might not want to talk about it, but you know, we're probably at war with Iran while they keep trying to blast our bases. I think there was a missile that missed by 10 nautical miles one of our ships near Yemen. If America's under attack, right, this isn't peacetime. We don't have global peace. China can't wait to take Taiwan. China wants to be the dominant country, not America and the world. Russia wants Ukraine. Other countries want to expand as well. And, you know, you think, you know, look, just like with bullies. And I talk to kids about bullying. I talk to families about bullying. You know, your child may want peace and may go to that bully and say, let's just be friends. I just want peace. I've tried that with bullies. What do they say? No, and they screw with you even more. You get another wedgie. Or you get your face punched. Or they smack your books to fall all over the place. I try that. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. No, bullies don't want to be friends. Bullies want to bully. They want to step on you to elevate themselves. So what's the best way to ward off a bully? Make you unattractive to bully. I bite back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. you can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide. That was followed by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praising the speech as remarkable. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100, the former diplomat and political scientist passing away at his home in Connecticut. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas extended for a seventh day today, minutes before it was set to expire. Both Israel and Hamas now working on the release of more hostages. The six-week United Auto Workers strike at Ford cut sales at the company by about 100,000 vehicles and cost them approximately $1.7 billion in lost profits this year. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're keeping our eye on this mysterious pneumonia that surged in China, surging in Europe, now an Ohio county has been reporting a spike in cases. We're also watching COVID cases, flu cases. We're also watching what's been going on with their puppies. And this mysterious respiratory illness that apparently is affecting a lot of dogs. As of this Monday, 14 states, including Oregon, New Hampshire, Colorado, Massachusetts, have reported cases of pet dogs of multiple breeds developing symptoms including cough, runny nose, lethargy, and loss of appetite. Oregon had reported over 200 cases since mid-August. But the first cases, we believe, started in New Hampshire last year. Although, of this outbreak, I remember earlier last year I spoke to you about South Florida, how there were cases of canine infectious respiratory disease complex, CIRDC. And Miami-Dade Animal Services back in March of 2022 were reporting rising cases of it. Not that it originated in Florida, but we've been talking about this now for almost 2 years. The quote-unquote mystery illness symptoms resemble those of common respiratory diseases that affect dogs, like kennel cough, canine influenza, but the infection appears to last longer than those diseases typically do. Some also appear to be resistant to treatment with antibiotics. So, what are the symptoms? Well, the dog may start with a cough or a fever. Sneezing, runny nose, and then eyes may water. They may have all the symptoms or only one. Usually, dogs recover from respiratory illnesses. Every now and then, my dog will sneeze, cough. The kids will be like, "Do you have coronaviruses?" And then she's like, "No." And then she's better. You don't hear from her the rest of the day. But when it doesn't go away, you got to get the animal checked out. Most dogs will recover from canine flu or kennel cough 7 to 10 days. This may linger longer and may actually be more severe. So while they're calling it a mystery illness, I could tell you a little bit about canine infectious respiratory disease complex. It is one of the most common respiratory illnesses in dogs. Very contagious among dogs. It can be spread during kennel times, groomers, dog parks, doggy play dates. Doesn't seem to affect humans or cats. And we don't think this mysterious illness affecting the dogs is the same mysterious illness affecting kids. We do not believe that. Again, that'd be very easy to figure out when they finally can type and match what bug is causing this in the dogs and type and match what's going on in kids. They could easily tell if it is the same strain, but right now we're not expecting that. This canine infectious respiratory disease complex can be caused by bacteria or viruses. When they call it a complex or a respiratory disease, that doesn't necessarily have to mean only one thing causes it. So bacteria culprits are Bordetella bronchiseptica, Streptococcus echi subspecies zooepidemicus, and Mycoplasma, multiple subspecies of Mycoplasma. And I know some of you are going, wait a second, but isn't Mycoplasma pneumonia one of the possible causes of the pediatric pneumonia? Yes, but we're not saying it's the same. Something to watch for, but right now, no inclination that it's the same. This complex, this respiratory disease complex, can also be caused by viruses. Parainfluenza, adenovirus 2, respiratory coronavirus, herpes virus 1, pneumonia virus. So when your dog doesn't want to eat, that's a sign something's wrong. If they're not playing, and they're just kind of sitting there looking sad, if their eyes are watering, if they have a fever, if they're sneezing, coughing, if they're losing weight, if they're gagging, you got to get them checked out. Now, even though some cases resolve on their own, some cases have involved hospitalization. And so, as I've said earlier this week, when we walk a dog, we notice that a lot of people are now kind of keeping their dogs to themselves, and they're not letting the dogs play and sniff each other. Because, again, we just don't know if it's going to spread. It can affect any dog of any age, little baby puppies, older dogs, those with chronic illness. So avoid direct contact with other dogs. Avoid areas where other dogs have been or are currently held. Ensure your dog has a healthy diet, plenty of exercise, adequate ventilation, environmental temperature. Don't leave the dog out in the cold or in the heat. Also, make sure your dog is up to date on their vaccines. So, yeah, we're watching our little critters, vets are still trying to, the one thing, because people ask, what's taking so gosh darn long? Well, I don't know if any of you have had a pet, but when we've had a pet, we don't have pet insurance. Pet insurance is a mixed bag. For some, it's amazing, and they are so grateful to have it. But for others, they say it's a waste of money. And I've had some vets tell me that some of these plans, you think you're going to be covered, and then they have these little loopholes
But our vet, after our dog had surgery, which we had to pay for on two separate legs, $10,000 later, our vet said, no, the insurance, there's some brands that definitely would have covered this without a problem. So we're like, dope. But I get pet insurance is an extra expense, and it's, you know, not an easy decision. But, you know, if you love your pets, assume something's going to happen with them. But the average person doesn't have pet insurance, so their pet is sick. So the doctor goes, the vet says, well, we can run some tests. How much are the tests going to cost? When they say the price of the test, the patient, the owner, may say, well, if they have one of those viruses, what are you going to do? Well, we'll probably do symptomatic measures. We'll probably make sure they're hydrated, watch their oxygen. You know, so if he has a virus or not, does it really help if I know the name? Now, of course, in medicine, we say, yes, we want to know what it is. This way we can warn others. But the average person doesn't want to pay for a test. So the problem we have is, you know, unless an animal is really sick, a vet might not even know about it. And now that everybody is their own doctor, because they go on Google and they look everything up on their own, you know, okay, looks like he may have parainfluenza virus, or he may have an enterovirus, or he may have a coronavirus. So it'll pass in 5 to 7 days, and it may not ever get logged. So, you know, if it's a new disease, I'm not sure if we're going to have a name of it soon. We're being told that potential cases of a new dog respiratory illness, which we are thinking this could be, have been reported in 14 states. American Veterinary Medical Association President Dr. Rena Carlson told USA Today on Monday that the affected states are Colorado, California, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. New Hampshire was the first state to report cases. But again, if people are not going to the vet, those cases don't get identified and don't get reported. So right now, as I said, you know, we'll keep you guys posted. It's I know now that Christmas is coming, a lot of families are thinking, you know what we could do? We could get a gift that keeps on giving. Let's get a pet. And I love pets. I have always been a house full of pets. In fact, I think that's why my kids never had asthma, knock on wood, because we had rescue dogs in the house before they were born. There's been studies that have found that if you have a pet before the child is born and brought into the house, that they will have a lower risk of asthma and other allergies. And we have been very, very lucky because we just coincidentally rescued one dog, and then we had another rescue by the time the second kid came. So both kids had, you know, had already big sisters in terms of the dogs. But don't underestimate the cost of a pet. If you're going to, as a Christmas gift for the family, get a pet, which I think is amazing for you to do, understand that there could be thousands of dollars of cost that may come with that, and you got to take care of that pet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common question we get as physicians is, when are you going to unionize? Now, I never thought that was going to be something that was going to be a reality, because my background in medicine was more old school. You bust your butt in undergrad, you bust your butt in medical school, you bust your butt in residency. Thank God there's been some changes, because those 36-hour shifts were ridiculous. But with the on-call and all that and not being able to go home till the next night, even when you started work a day and a half earlier. Then you opened up your practice,
You took care of your patients. You know what your patients need, depending on if you're urban, suburban, rural. You go home at the end of the day exhausted. You never see your family grow up, but that's because you chose patients over family, and that's just the way medicine was. Medicine has changed. Most people don't own their own practice. They're an employee. I'm an employee. I'm an employee of a company. I love the company. They're a big company. But I don't have to hire. I don't have to fire. I don't have to deal with call-outs. I could see my family. I love it. But as you have doctors that are employees, they're losing a little bit of control. And doctors are control freaks, right? We want autonomy. We want autonomy with our patients. We want autonomy with our decisions. So will unionizing help that? Or will it hurt that? I just read another article. Let me see if I could give credit where credit is due. Written by the Luke Messack of The Nation, saying, doctors are employees now. It's time for us to unionize. And I hear that from other doctors. We should unionize. It's ridiculous that we don't. All these things are happening and we have no control. Now they've got a point. So what does that mean to unionize? Well, it means we have representation. We elect that representation. Apologize, someone's calling. That we pay dues for them to represent us. We agree to let our union leaders make decisions for us, which, again, is why I don't think doctors ever wanted to be unionized originally, because we like to make our own decisions. Right? Last thing we want is to give that ability to somebody else. However, if those people are doctors themselves, it is surmised that they would then represent doctors to the best of their ability. And then those individuals would speak for us. But if you are a part of a union, I think there's good and bad. Right? If the union is not happy, and if the doctors are unhappy, what do unions do? They strike. Now, the average doctor doesn't want to strike. Patients come first. But what would happen, similarly with as with nurses, is the union would choose to strike, if not just for money, because that wouldn't be very popular, but if there was also working condition issues. If you notice, all these strikes in healthcare, Kaiser, with the nurses, it's not just about pay. If it was, it wouldn't be popular. And nobody would be on board because they're like, look, you know what? We get paid like crap. I understand that. Patients come first. But if you mix into the cause that the patients are getting screwed and we need to strike to protect the patients, now you get a whole bunch of public support. And they're like, yeah, go strike. So doctors are going to have to, you know, then live up to that promise. If they're unionizing because they want to make things better for the patients, then they need to do that. They need to make things better for the patients. I think that's a fantastic thing, but look at what happened during the COVID pandemic. You had doctors very split on masks, on vaccines. When some doctors like myself said, look, guys, you know, use the masks if you want, but they got to be clean. They've got to be the N95s. Don't be arresting somebody or forcing a pregnant woman to keep wearing the same dirty mask. That's not really that healthy. Can we kind of, you know, maybe stop the mandate and, you know, do the mask thing correctly and offer clean, better masks like an N95? And understand the carbon dioxide buildup and understand the partial pressure of oxygen differences on airplanes, so we're not just saying just wear a mask no matter what. You had other doctors that say mask, 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 just do the mask. Same thing with the vaccine. You had some doctors saying, look, okay, the vaccine can provide immunity, but if you already have immunity, it should be your choice. There are side effects, as with everything. But then you had other doctors saying, get the shot, this is my shot. Quoting Hamilton, get the shot, and singing and dancing, get the shot. So when I hear that doctors are going to unionize, which doctors? Because doctors don't seem to agree. You have doctors that love Obamacare, that thought Obamacare was the greatest thing since sliced bread because of the pre-existing conditions clause, you know, because of the essential benefits. You have others that think Obamacare was a cluster and a half, despite the pre-existing condition clause, because now people aren't using their insurance because their deductible is super high. Insurance companies are getting richer. And insurance, because they're only paying for those essential services, aren't covering all the other stuff they used to pay. So patients have now more out-of-pocket. So if we are going to unionize as doctors, how are we going to agree? There are many doctors out there that disagree with the AMA and are not a part of the AMA. They say the AMA doesn't represent us. So, you know, are there going to be some doctors that unionize, some don't? You know, the problem we have is doctors should not be employees. But it costs so much money to run a practice. The malpractice insurance is ridiculous. The demand to pay staff higher and higher when insurance isn't paying because people have high deductibles. The average doctor, they have made a system now, and Obamacare was the seal on the coffin of that, for these family, neighborhood, single business owner, small business owner practices are completely gone. So now it's all corporate. And turning medicine corporate is a little tricky. If somebody has to be to join a union, I might consider it, but I don't want to strike. I want to still show up to work. I also don't want you saying misinformation. If there are people that, let's say doctors are unionizing because they want mandates at the hospital, and I'm a doctor that doesn't want you to fire the nurses for not getting vaccinated because they want to do a blood test and show their immunity, am I then with the union or not with the union? If doctors can't agree on stuff, then I don't know how that would work. Now, do you have enough doctors on one side versus the other? Maybe you'll have two unions. I don't know how that would work. But the reason why doctors don't get political and don't get involved is they're overwhelmed with work. They're overwhelmed with their practices. So maybe being employees, they will now be able to deal with more of the logistics and more of the politics. And doctors unionizing and being advocates for patients could be fantastic. But patients don't always feel that what the doctors are advocating is for them. When a patient tries to tell you, look, my dad got Guillain-Barré from a shot, I don't want to get Guillain-Barré, and the doctor says, you got to get the shot. These patients might not feel like they're being represented, even though you could get Guillain-Barré from getting sick. So it's going to take some time, and I'm mixed on whether we should unionize or not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, number one.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.